Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new edition of Baby Steps. I am Scott, and I appreciate everyone for listening to last week's show, the mock press conference. Honestly, I just listened back to it before I started recording today. Some things have happened since then. I did start my therapy. Had my first appointment, you know, a lot of basic questions, went through a couple assessments. No shock. Borderline personality disorder is a definite. What I wasn't expecting was that I met a lot of the criteria for bipolar disorder as well. My therapist then set me up with a psychiatrist to discuss that a little bit further and about possible medication. I have my next therapy session coming up this coming Friday. This is recorded on Tuesday, the 30th of April. So I meet both of them on Friday. I'm trying really hard, and I know I need to be positive about it, but it's hard. And I know if people said, well, don't completely go with this. You know how many times I've been diagnosed? A lot. First time I ever got diagnosed with anything, it was borderline personality disorder. And then the second time I went in, it was bipolar. And then the third time, I had both. And then the fourth time, it was just borderline personality disorder. And now the fifth time, I have both. I know with the borderline personality disorder, you have to have five of the traits. Five of the ten, I had seven. And I believe it was at least five of the traits for bipolar, and I had five. So we'll find out a little bit more on Friday, but I guess I didn't know what to expect starting this process. I know what I didn't want. I didn't want to have both. And I didn't want to have to go the medication route. Well, I didn't get either one of those. I was able to work with my work to get set up on FMLA to allow me that if there are days where I'm just not mentally there, my job will be safe. Today was one of those days. Last night, I had a weekend with my dad and Lex. And then Monday, I went to work. Had a couple bad phone calls that just wrecked me for the rest of the day. And then I got done with work. I made my shepherd's pie. I ate. And by 7:45, I was wanting to go to bed. Was in bed by a little after 8. Slept pretty decent and then woke up 3 times. And then woke up 3 minutes before my alarm this morning. I got all dressed. I had some car issues on Sunday. I had some issues with my car. My dad, one of the reasons why he came down this weekend, one was to see Lex and also to help me replace a couple sensors in my car. He left on Sunday morning before church, and on our way to church, my car died. We got to church and got home, and then when it came time to take Lex home, the car started missing and sputtering really hard to the point to where She was scared. I was a little scared, so we had to turn around and come back to Knoxville. Her mom came and picked her up, and that was that. My dad came back down Sunday night to see what we could do. He drove the car on Sunday, and it was fine. I worked from home Monday, so I didn't drive my car. Got my car this morning, and immediately it started doing the same thing again, and I was already, something was wrong this morning when I got up anyway. I was already shaky and just kind of scared. And then I got in the car, didn't even get it outside of town, and turned around and came back because I was just scared and I began to shake even more. So luckily though, I had the thing with my work. So I was able to talk to my boss and not have to go in today. I already talked to her about tomorrow. My dad is coming down to try to help fix the car. But it's not about the car. I don't know what's wrong with me here over. It was just like two phone calls that I've had hundreds of times before, and I don't know if that was the full issue or not. A lot of people told me, just get out, get some sun. Well, I did. I walked over to Hy-Vee and got some food this afternoon for lunch. And that didn't really seem to help. I figured, you know what? I would just try to play some video games today, try to get my mind off of everything. And that didn't work. I'm slowly starting to realize, especially with video games, because that's always been something that I've been able to do to have somewhat fun, but yet I've also not had fun with it. I've noticed when I try to play something that I'm familiar with, so a sport, football, basketball, baseball, especially tennis, I don't have fun. But if it's something that I'm not that familiar with, I'm not as frustrated. It's like with pickleball. Pickleball's close to tennis. I get frustrated really quick. Archery, it's something that I just started a year ago. So I'm not entirely familiar with it. Something I never did as a kid. Something I never really thought about doing a whole lot. So I don't get as frustrated with that. I don't know what that means. I don't know what all of this means. I just know that I'm trying to work through this. I've been talking with Pastor Steve about surrendering everything to God, and I feel like I'm way overthinking everything. I don't know if there's a right or wrong way to do any of this. I just don't know, and that seems to be an overwhelming theme with me is when I don't know something, I can't handle it. I guess there's still that perfectionist part of me that thinks that I should know everything and how to figure everything out. And that's not necessarily the case. So I just, this has just been a really bad couple of days. I mean, my dad's coming, either I think he's coming tonight or early tomorrow morning to try to get the car fixed. Hopefully we can get it fixed tomorrow. If not, he's gonna stay on Thursday and take me to work on Thursday so I can at least get back to work. But I have Lex coming again this weekend, and I just don't know anymore. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to think. No matter how much I hear in song and through reading and everything, it's like God has a high value of you, but still I feel defective. Because they just look at everything as a failure. Even like today, just trying to simply just get my mind off of everything and enjoy something that I've had in video games. I can't do it. Even just getting outside and walking around, just it didn't do anything for me. Just like I jump on Facebook Messenger, you know, just to see who's on there and maybe try to talk to someone. And I see some people that, you know, I'd been interested in dating in the past. And, you know, lucky for me, they haven't completely ran away from me. But even then, I look at that like, well, there's a failure. Someone gave me like a devotional today. It's like, take back, take captive of your thoughts. I don't know how to do that. I really don't, because I can't find a middle ground. I'm either way overconfident about something, or I'm where I'm at right now. I can't find the middle ground. I even talked to Pastor Steve about all of that yesterday, and I still just cannot find a middle ground with anything. I can't find that peace in anything. And it's like, stop looking back at the past. Well, it's kind of hard. Because it's just like, where the hell did I go wrong so early in life that now I have this? And I understand now with what Pastor Steve was saying yesterday, that a lot of these relationships, a lot of these things that didn't happen for me, it happened for a reason. Just because God said no doesn't mean that it's bad. And I need to embrace the fact that God wants me in a season now of maybe not isolation, but being alone. And I'm trying to accept that. And I just can't. I can't figure out why. I mean, there's a part of me that understands that, you know, he doesn't want me with anyone right now. Because I think it's blatantly obvious that I've got some issues that I need to get fixed, in that he's got something for me. But it's like, I don't even know how to start that. And again, maybe I'm overthinking it, because I don't even know how to start that. But I don't think there's a right or wrong way to do this, but I don't know. I wasn't even going to record this today. I was going to say, I read that devotional right before I started recording this. I have my Bible sitting in front of me because I'm going to try to do some reading too, but maybe the answer is right there in front of me. I'm just not seeing it because I'm so far in the clouds. I don't know. I just don't know, and that's what scares me. I've lived my life of, well, you have to know. There has to be an answer, and you can find it. And I'm to a point in my life where I don't think there are answers right away that I can find for this stuff. And I don't think for some of these answers I'm supposed to know right now, and that bugs the heck out of me. Because it's always been, well, like, there's got to be a book that has the answer. Or, once the internet got big, there's always got to be somewhere where I can find an answer. And there's no answer to some of this. So I don't know. I don't know. Just trying to figure it all out. But I think that's going to do it for today, and I will talk to you again.